All right. Good morning, guys. If we could just take this time to say good morning to the people next to you. If you're not next to somebody, it's okay. Say good morning to God. But I get the honor of sharing with you guys today. So if we could all turn to Deuteronomy 8, 11 through 18. Deuteronomy 8, 11 through 18. And this is what the Word of God is saying this morning. Take care lest you forget the Lord your God by not keeping His commandments and His rules and His statutes, which I command you today. Lest when you have eaten and are full and have built good houses and live in them, and when your herds and flocks multiply and your silver and gold is multiplied and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart be lifted up and you forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, who led you through the great and terrifying wilderness with its fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty ground where there was no water, who brought you water out of the flinty rock, who fed you in the wilderness with manna that your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and test you to do good in the end. Beware lest you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may confirm his covenant that he swore to your fathers as it is this day. And I'm just going to pray for us as we start. God, I thank you so much for this morning. I thank you that you're good, and I thank you, God, that you call us to remember you. God, I thank you that there are so many times in our lives where you are faithful, God, to remind us of you, Lord. Lord, I pray that as we come before you this morning, would you open our hearts, God, and open our ears to hear your word today. We love you so much, Dad. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So this is the scripture that I'm sharing today. It's Deuteronomy 8:11 through 18. And before I talk about it, I just want to talk about the book of Deuteronomy. Basically, the book of a big part of Deuteronomy is Moses speaking to the next generation. Basically, this is like you're catching the last moments of Moses. Moses is about to pass, and he kind of has everybody around his campfire on his deathbed, and he's speaking to the next generation, basically, about God. He's speaking to them about God. He goes to talk about everything from the history of the people of Israel to things regarding the sabbatical year to laws concerning warfare. So Moses is just going through everything. You could just imagine if you've ever, you know, if you have grandparents and you try and you talk with them, they talk about everything and anything because they just want to impart that knowledge to you. So this is basically what I feel like Moses is doing. He has his quote-unquote grandkids sitting around, and he's sharing with them basically, this is what I went through, like, this is God, like, don't forget to do this, don't forget to do that. And he's going through this with the next generation for Joshua and the next leaders. And you're actually here in Deuteronomy, you're actually being able to see a unique picture because there's a shift coming for the people of Israel. There's a shift coming for the people of Israel. And you're able, Deuteronomy holds a unique place, I feel like, in the New Old Testament where you're catching the in-between season. You're catching the in-between season before there's a shift. And it says here, and here Moses is talking to, in this in-between shift, he's saying, hey, let's remember the Lord. Let's remember the Lord. In the beginning of, we read 8, 11 through 18, but in the beginning of this chapter, Moses calls the next generation to remember what the Lord has done in the past 40 years in the wilderness. See, what Moses is actually doing is in this moment where he's sharing with the next generation, he's calling his people, remember what the Lord has done for you in this season as you go on to the next. So I think many of us sometimes when we go on to the next season, we actually don't remember what the Lord has done. And you're seeing this shift. We get to see this shift where Moses is telling, hey, you're about to enter a new season. You're about to go into the promised land. You're about to be somewhere where you weren't before. But when you're there, make sure to remember the Lord. Make sure to remember what he has done in this season. See, what God did in the wilderness is that he revealed himself to be faithful when the people weren't. That God led the people of Israel through the wilderness season, and when he's about to bring them into the season of promise, Moses calls them to remember also the season of wilderness. He calls the people of Israel, hey, remember what the Lord has done for you in the season of wilderness as you go into the season of promise. And I feel like God does that to us today. As we're about to enter our season of promise, there's also prompting from God saying, hey, remember what I did for you in the season of wilderness as you're about to enter this season. I love that right here in the scriptures, when you look in 8:11 through 18, he says, take care lest you forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and rules and his statutes which I command you today, lest when you have eaten and are full and have built good houses. And there's that language that's used a lot, when. It was a guarantee that the people of Israel were going to experience this. It's not if, it was when you experience this. When you experience this. See, it's a guarantee that the people of God were going to experience this fullness. We're going to experience this abundance. But Moses knew that in the face of abundance, there's a temptation to forget God. I'm going to say that one more time because I thought that was so good as I was really going through this, is that in the face of abundance, there's a temptation to actually forget God. And that's why Moses is calling them, take care lest you forget the Lord. Take care to remember the Lord. See, it's not about when you have abundance, because Moses is saying to this people, you're going to experience this. It's not about when you have abundance, but it's about what you do when you do have that abundance. See, I think there are seasons in our life where we experience abundance and we experience lack. That we all go through this. So it's not about when you have abundance, but it's more about what you do in that abundance. What do you do with the abundance? What do you do when you're in that season? Do you remember the Lord? It says here in verse 14, then your heart be lifted up and you forget the Lord. I think that's so weird that when our heart is lifted up, when it was down and then it was lifted up, we tend to forget the Lord. That's like when we're praying for something, or we're praying for, you know, getting into a college or a job promotion. I feel like maybe for some of you guys, college is a little removed, but like a job promotion or something, and God answers that prayer. Sometimes the first thing is not thank you, God, but we just forget the Lord. It's like a week down the line, and you're no longer at EMP. You're like, dude, God, I gotta be at work now. Like, you know, and the last thing on our minds is to remember the Lord and where we came from. And this is one of the points I want to make, that abundance, the season of abundance, this when God brings us in abundance, it's for our souls to delight in, but not be fully satisfied in. In abundance, our souls are supposed to delight and be joyful and be happy, but it's not for us to be fully satisfied in. Where we're meant to enjoy it and experience the goodness of God. But if we get so wrapped up in that, we will soon find out that we won't be satisfied in it. And how do I know this? I think if we look around the world today and we see all the people who have so much, it actually seems that they have so little. It seems that they live in a way that they have so little when they have so much, where they can't stop getting, they can't stop wanting, and they act like they're living in lack. You know, coming from California,
And I'm pretty sure here in Hong Kong, we have the honor, we have the blessing to eat what we want, when we want. That we get that honor and that privilege that we could go out the door, and Shake Shack is right there. You can get burgers from America in Hong Kong, which I find so crazy, and you can get what you want, when you want, but there are times when we act like we live in such lack in the face of abundance. In the face of abundance, we live as if we live in lack. And that really proves the point that the answer is not in the abundance itself. That there's so many people who have so much but live like they have so little. And I feel like when we live in that mentality long enough, it says, if we all look in verse 17, it says, "Beware lest you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten this wealth." That I think if we forget to remember the Lord, eventually down the line, we start to think that abundance is from us. We start to actually believe that we're the source of the things that come in our life, that we're actually the reason why we have a lot or we have a little. My intellectual capacity, my ability to perform, my job performance, this is the reason why I have so much. And also the reason why I have so little. I'm not competent enough. I don't have enough of this. I'm not as smart as that guy. And we believe that abundance is exactly, it's correlated with us. I think for us church folks, it looks a little different. Nobody will actually, I think we're all Christian enough in a way that we actually won't say, hey, I think I'm the source of my abundance. Like, I haven't met one person in church, at least who is a Sunday believer, that will admit that, yes, I believe I am the answer to my life. I believe that I provide for myself. I think we're all brainwashed or trained enough to be, no, it's God. God is Jehovah Jireh. He provides. I know that fully. So I think for us church folks, it's different, where it actually doesn't come out in our language, but it comes out in our lifestyle. Where we don't actually have to say it, but the way that we live is actually not, there's no remembering the Lord at all. But it lives, actually there's a lack of remembering in our lifestyles. There's a lack of remembering God and what He has done. It sometimes comes out in our complaining or in our entitlement. I gotta admit, sometimes I'm the most entitled guy in the room. And I don't even need to say it. You could just tell. You could just tell by the way that I'm acting or by the way that I'm presenting myself. I feel like I'm entitled to this God. I feel like I'm entitled to this abundance. That's so crazy. I think that's just so crazy. I blow myself away like, oh my gosh, like I'm a sinner. See, Moses is calling his people in this time, when you go into the season of abundance, make sure to remember what the Lord has done for you in the season of wilderness. That I believe that the faithfulness that God showed the people of Israel in the season of wilderness would have given them the strength to not get so sucked up in the abundance, but to remember God's faithfulness. That when you have a lot, for you to not take meaning of in the fact that you have a lot, but you remember, man, I wasn't here before. Man, last season, man, last year, man, 2 years ago, I was in a completely different place. So God, for what I have today, I'm so thankful. I feel like that's what Moses was trying to get his people to do, because he knew God's will. God's will is for them to take over the promised land, to kick out the Canaanites, to totally conquer. And Moses knew that. So in the midst of that, he's saying, hey, when all of that is happening, when you're conquering, when you're receiving God's promise, because it's His promise, not your will, when it's His promise and not your will, remember what the Lord did for you in the season of the wilderness. Because that's what's going to keep you strong enough to not get so wrapped up in the fact that you're conquering. I don't know, I've only been in Hong Kong for 2 months, but I could tell that there are a lot of awesome people in this city and very smart people. I feel like you really get the top of the top in Hong Kong that are just kicking butt, like killing the banking world, like just doing what they do best. And I feel like in the midst of your conquering, if we could actually remember the Lord in the midst of all that, if we take some time, instead of being like, oh man, I want that promotion or that whatever, or I want to get forward in my career. If you could actually take time in the morning and be like, God, I remember you. 5 years ago, 10 years ago, I wasn't where I was at today. But because of your goodness, God, I remember the lessons in the wilderness. And because I remember, God, I won't get wrapped up in the abundance, but I'll say that you're faithful, God. That's from your faithfulness. And I just want to end with what Paul says in Philippians 4, where he says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. I feel like that verse is so blown up, like NBA players will say it right before their game, like, I can do all things through God who strengthens me. And it's just like, what? Like, that's not the context that Paul was using it in. I understand that, and I believe, like, if you're really discouraged, that could really encourage you. Like, you're about to go on a date with a girl, and you just, you know, God, I can do all things through him who strengthens me, and it's going to get you going. But the context that Paul was writing this in was in prison, and he was actually talking. He says, I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hungry, abundance and need. Paul was saying this in the context of being satisfied in every situation. That it didn't matter if he had a lot, or it didn't matter if he had a little. But he says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. It was about being satisfied in God. It was about being satisfied in God. So I really want to call us today and encourage us today, in the midst of our abundance, because we have abundance, we can't say that we don't. This sanctuary is super nice. I love these wooden things that kind of go across the sanctuary. Like, I've never seen a sanctuary like this before. And I could say that we have abundance, and that's not a bad thing. Abundance is not bad. It's a blessing from God. But in the midst of that, may we not be wrapped up in the abundance ourselves. May our lifestyles actually be something that remembers the Lord. That when somebody looks at our lives, when somebody looks at like my life or P. Nate's life or P. Mary's life or just all our lives, it'd be like, man, what would really stick out is not how much we have, but what we do when we do have that. About who we remember when all of that is there. The man, he lives in a way that, yeah, he has a lot, but I don't think that's the biggest thing that stands out. It's the fact that, dude, he always seems to remember God. He always seems to remember God. So as Cardia comes and leads us into a song, I really want to take this time. When was the last time you remembered God? When was the last time that you remembered God in your season of wilderness? Like, man, God, I wasn't here before. And man, it's been a while, but God, I remember 5 years back, I was in a dark place. And that's going to lead you in faithfulness. That's actually going to carry you in the season of abundance. It's the lessons you learned about the Lord in the seasons of the wilderness. So let's just take this time to really spend some time remembering God. God, you're so faithful. And it's not because of all the stuff that I have, but you were faithful to me before. So we're just going to take this time. I really want to encourage you to engage with God in the morning, because he's here. He wants to engage with you. And let's take this time. God, I want to remember you. I want to remember you. Thank you. So God, we come before you today. God, sometimes we suck. Sometimes we forget you, God, in the face of the things that you've given us, God, we forget. And God, I pray, and we come here today as your people, God, that as brothers and sisters, we come here today and we say, God, we remember you, God. We remember what you did for us in the wilderness, God, in the places where we felt far, in the places where we didn't feel sure of ourselves. God, you've brought us out of that place, and we want to say thank you. God, will we remember you for all our days, God? Would the memory of your goodness, God, not be wrapped up in the things that we have, but who you are, God? So, Lord, I pray that today, that God, as we go through our days and our weeks, that God, we would take care to remember the Lord. That we would take care to remember you, God, because you're so good, Dad. You're so faithful, Lord. We love you so much, God. Yes, Lord, keep us in remembrance, Lord. Let us keep you in remembrance, Lord. Let's take this time to pray for those in our community that are fighting the battle of cancer and going through chemo and radiation therapy. Let's really take this time, and I want to encourage us right now to choose one person and to really intercede for that person. I feel like sometimes we just rapid fire through this list, but I want to encourage us today to choose one person and really intercede, and let's fight for them and let's pray for them right now. Next, let's pray for those in our community who are also going through illness but are needing salvation. This is a cry from our brothers and sisters here in our community that are saying, hey, can you pray for salvation for some of my friends, for some of my family members? Let's join them in that effort and let's pray. Let's pray for salvation. Let's pray for healing. Next, let's pray for those with infirmities. Let's pray for those who are in our community that are fighting this battle too. Let's take this time, and I really encourage us, let's choose one and intercede. That's really going to be what the theme of today is, just choosing one and interceding. Next, let's take this time for the people in our community that are looking for jobs, looking for a way to provide, and have been praying for a while, looking for a while. Let's take this time to join this in this battle. That God, would you provide? God, you are the provider. Would you provide? Let's take this time to pray. Next, let's pray for our mission focus. Let's pray for Peace Sophia in Japan. Let's pray for grace Pastor Jenny who's in Cambodia. Let's take this time and really adopt these two nations in our heart today as we pray for them. Let's take this time to pray.
God, we just pray for Japan, for Peace Sophia, and grace in Cambodia. God, I pray that you give them support, Lord. I intercede and I pray for the support, God, that you, God, even spiritually right now, that God, you'd be reminding them of your goodness, Lord. We pray breakthrough in Jesus' name.
Let's take this time to pray for the Missions Council. Everybody on the Missions Council right here, I also want to encourage us to pick a person and really pray that they would be so led by the Holy Spirit, that they be so filled with wisdom, that they would not allow the logistics to taint the heart, but it would actually just support it. Let's take this time to pray for them. Let's take this time to pray for our local outreaches. Every single one of them reach out into a different part of Hong Kong. So let's pray. Let's join together in praying for this city through the local outreach. Let's pray. Next, let's pray for SP Fam, the foster and adoption ministry led by Cadence. Let's really pray for Cadence that let's really take this time just to bless her and her family, bless her husband Jackie and her kids, Tristan and KJ. Let's really take this time to pray just that God would use her mightily in this ministry. God, we just pray. Let's take this time to pray for our evening events that are happening here today, which is IP, SPU, SP Youth, Helping Without Hurting. If we could just pray for the Holy Spirit to just run through this whole building, to be here and just to wreck every one of these meetings, just to be there. So let's take this time to pray. God, we just So God, I just take as we come to the end of this EMP, and God, I just pray that that we'd hear your voice, God. We hear your voice calling us to remember, God, your goodness, God, not just for ourselves, but call us to remember the goodness of you for others, Lord. God, when people are down, when people have forgotten you, God, would we be the people that say, hey, remember the Lord? Remember 5 years back? Remember 2 years back? That, God, we'd be those people. God, I pray that you'd reveal your goodness to every single one of us here today, that it draw us into deeper faithfulness to you. Lord, we love you so much. We really can't stop saying that, God. That's why we say that at the end of every prayer, because it is the desire of our hearts. God, we love you so much. We thank you. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. Have a great rest of EMP.